Elon Musk has to hand over information about potential investors in the $44 billion buyout of Twitter that he's now trying to cancel. Joining us to talk about this more, Jeff Feely, Bloomberg legal reporter. So, Jeff, this is the latest twist in this long-running saga now. What is the significance of this, and who are these potential investors we're talking about?
Paul, these guys are folks that are friends or colleagues of Mr. Musk, who have discussed potentially throwing in with him in the more than $7 billion equity raise he did for the Twitter deal. These folks' names, he's resisted turning over these names, saying that they don't have any real substantive knowledge of the deal, but the judge says he's got to hand them over anyway.
That's one interesting angle. And then this whistleblower complaint from a former executive, Peter Zatko, is interesting too, about deficiencies. And we saw a big drop in the share price, down 7.3% in Twitter today, $39.86. That's a long way from the $54 that Elon Musk originally was offering to pay. Does this make it more likely that Musk gets more favorable treatment from the judge?
Well, it's too early to tell. We really don't know at this point whether this gentleman has the goods or it's just a case of sour grapes. He was fired by Twitter over performance issues. It's going to take time to flesh this out, so I think everybody needs to stay tuned.
One of the people that is getting sucked into this vortex as well, Jack Dorsey's been subpoenaed. Of course, he's a friend of Elon Musk. He's a former Twitter CEO as well. Might there be some split loyalties here for Jack Dorsey? What's he likely to say?
I don't think there is. I think Jack Dorsey is one of those folks in this case who would likely be subpoenaed by both sides to testify. He is basically one of the folks who served as an advisor for Mr. Musk when he was considering whether to make the bid for Twitter. It's pretty clear that Mr. Musk would have preferred Mr. Dorsey stay on the board and serve sort of as his proxy, his voice. But that wasn't to be. Mr. Dorsey has sort of moved on. So we're likely to hear from Mr. Dorsey at trial in October.
I wanted to go back to the whistleblower because apparently it's serious enough that lawmakers have vowed to investigate and even are talking about national security implications. In terms of what this gentleman, the former executive, has said, how subjective are some of the charges?
Well, I mean, again, it depends on which side of the aisle you're standing on. For the Twitter side, they've said that basically, you know, there's plenty of inconsistencies and inaccuracies in what he has said, that he is motivated, you know, by a desire to hurt the company. On the Musk side, you know, this guy is the former head of security for Twitter, computer security, so not a small job, especially for a social media platform. And, you know, I mean, it's really going to come down to how this plays with the judge. This is all... A judge in Delaware is going to make the final call on whether Mr. Musk was justified in walking away or not.
Well, that trial now a little under 2 months away. What are the chances that it gets settled in advance and we never make it to court?
There's some talk about that. You know, there's the question as to whether Twitter really wants to have Elon Musk, you know, as its owner in the end game. Mr. Musk has made it clear that he really is not all that interested. He's got buyer's remorse. I could see a settlement. It's certainly in both sides' interests.
And Jeff, is it? Do we know for sure that he wants out? It seems like it, but it could be that a much lower price, you know, has been the motivating factor all along. You know, what can you tell us on that front?
Does anyone really have any insight into the mind of Elon Musk? It's you know, it's just hard to tell whether this has all been negotiation by lawsuit or he really wants to put on his shoes and make the move. Again, only the future will tell us that.
Jeff, from your commentary and from your approach, it seems like you're a bit fed up with this. I mean, is this a confusing and sort of frustrating story to cover?
It's a very interesting story to cover. It's one of the things that we do a lot in Delaware, a lot of M&A litigation in Delaware. But he's killing my summer, you know? I mean, you know. Anyway, I love it, but again, he's killing my summer.
One of the things he's complaining about, Elon Musk, is being hounded about casual conversations that he had about this Twitter deal. But he does say all kinds of things, as you mentioned there. You know, for example, taking Tesla private, buying Manchester United. These do seem to be like trial balloons and thought bubbles a lot of the time. So
repopulating the world with all his children. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there you go. So what kind of weight do these sorts of casual remarks carry in a courtroom?
Well, again, you just don't know what is going to be the key thing that rings with the judge. The key question here is whether or not the Twitter folks were accurate and robust in what they told Mr. Musk and the rest of the world about these bots, the spam and robot accounts that are part of their customer base. If they were, you know, if they were accurate and they were complete in telling people about that, they have no trouble. Mr. Musk is a big boy. He's the richest man in the world, and he knows what a contract means. But if, in fact, the Twitter folks have in any way been concealing the number of these accounts to pump up the revenue numbers, that could be a problem.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Jeff Feely, Bloomberg legal reporter.